Reid bill would block crypto from tax payments and Fed accounts. Senator Jack Reid, DRI, has introduced legislation that would bar digital assets from three pieces of federal financial plumbing: tax payments to the IRS, U.S. government strategic reserves, and Federal Reserve master accounts. The announcement, posted by Coin Bureau on May 13th, arrives in the middle of Senate markup for the Broader Clarity Act and adds a new front to the regulatory fight over how deep crypto can embed itself in U.S. public finance. Bitcoin is trading at $89,994 as of May 13, 2026, down 0.3% on the day, with the broader market reading neutral on the Fear and Greed Index at 50. The reaction to the bill has so far been muted in price terms, but the policy implications cut into multiple narratives that have been driving institutional flows. Three doors Reid wants to keep shut. The legislation, as summarized in the Coin Bureau post, targets three specific entry points. The first is direct tax payments. Reid's bill would prevent taxpayers from settling federal liabilities in Bitcoin, Ether, stablecoins, or any other digital asset. A handful of U.S. states already accept or are piloting crypto tax payments, but federal acceptance has remained off the table, and this bill would codify that exclusion. The second is a strategic reserve. The Trump administration created the U.S. Strategic Bitcoin Reserve and a separate digital asset stockpile in 2025, and government holdings have grown by more than $4 billion since April 1st of this year. Reid's bill would explicitly prohibit further additions, freezing the Treasury's ability to accumulate crypto outside of seized assets. The third is Federal Reserve master account access. Master accounts are the regulatory gateway that lets a bank settle directly at the Fed without going through a correspondent. Crypto-native banks like Custodia have spent years in court trying to obtain one. Reid's language would slam that door shut for any institution whose business is built on digital assets. Timing matters. The bill is not arriving in a vacuum. The Senate Banking Committee is already preparing to mark up the Clarity Act, and committee members have filed more than 100 amendments ahead of that session. Banking lobbyists have separately flooded the Senate with over 8,000 letters opposing stablecoin yield provisions. Reid's proposal is narrower than those broader frameworks, but pushes in the same direction: limit how far crypto can integrate into the regulated banking stack. Where the Clarity Act is largely a market structure bill defining who regulates what, Reid's bill is a structural firewall around three specific Treasury and Fed functions. That distinction matters for industry strategy. Lobbying against a market structure bill is a debate about which agency holds the pen. Lobbying against Reid's bill is a debate about whether crypto belongs in core federal financial infrastructure at all. Stakes for issuers and custodians. Stablecoin issuers and crypto banks are the most directly exposed. Master account access has been a long-running ask from firms that want to settle in central bank money rather than rely on commercial bank intermediaries. If Reid's language passes in any form, that door closes legislatively rather than administratively, making it harder to reverse with a new Fed chair or a new administration. For the Strategic Reserve, the freeze would limit one of the more bullish institutional narratives of the past 18 months: the prospect of recurring federal Bitcoin purchases. The reserve as structured today relies on seized assets, so the practical impact depends on whether the bill bans new purchases or also forces unwinding, a detail not yet visible from the summary. Tax payments are the smallest line item in dollar terms, but the most symbolic. A government that does not accept its own taxes in an asset is implicitly saying that asset is not money for sovereign purposes. Senate Math Reid is a senior Democrat on the Banking Committee, not a fringe voice. A bill from his office attaches a credible sponsor to the position, which raises the floor for crypto industry response. The bill still needs co-sponsors, committee passage, and floor time, none of which are guaranteed, and the current Senate composition has shown a tendency to soften rather than expand restrictive crypto language. The more likely near-term outcome is that elements of Reid's bill get folded as amendments into the Clarity Act markup. That would put crypto industry trade groups in a more difficult lobbying position than a standalone bill they can simply ignore.